The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
I think Fridays is the best day to have a second cup of coffee.
Yes.
As I said, my daughter is heading back to school today because she has to start her job at St. Martin's University as a barista in the cafeteria. I'm hoping to have endless second cups of coffee in my
future.
Yes, that's
nice. I have
to get one of those fancy coffee makers like you do.
I know. I love it.
So we've been talking a little bit today. In fact, twice, because Ken Hellenius shared a little bit about it. And then also our good friend Terry Ross talked about it in our interview, Ordinary Time.
That's right.
And both of them said the same thing. There is nothing ordinary about ordinary time. And it's really a time where we can focus in and really live the life as Catholics as we prepare for the next season, which in this case is Ash Wednesday is the lead into Lent. Do you remember the formula for when Ash Wednesday is? Ken had talked about it there.
Yeah, because it has to do with Easter falling like the full moon right after the solstice.
Exactly. So Easter was something like the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the first
solstice,
or after the spring solstice. So
and then you
count back.
Yeah.
And that's going to give us Ash Wednesday. So in this case, Ash Wednesday doesn't even start till March.
Yeah, first week of March.
Which is incredibly late. So from now until then, we're living in these ordinary days. So I found this great article, and I thought we'd spend a little bit of time talking about it. This is from thefamilyhandyman.com, and he has a list of 50 extraordinary uses for ordinary things around the house.
Nice.
I thought this is a lot of fun.
Are we going through all 50?
We're
going
to go through all 50, so
I
better
like
talk
it.
Fast. No, but I am going to talk about some of the best ones.
Yeah, I love these.
So here's, this is fantastic. So put these two things together, David, a kite and a wireless drill.
A kite and a wireless drill together.
Yes, together. If you ever go to the beach, we'll carry your wireless drill with you because apparently on a spool of twine, it can fit into the end of that drill. So if your kite is way out there, well, you just turn on your drill and it starts to wind up your string.
You know, that is so interesting because as a kid, you know what we used to fly a kite?
What?
A fishing pole.
Oh, so you
could reel in the wire or the twine.
See,
it was awesome.
I think that is a brilliant idea, a very ordinary way to repurpose an old, you wouldn't even need the whole pole. You could just get the reel, right? Because just hold on to that would probably make it easier. Definitely to stick it in the ground maybe and watch your kite fly.
No, it was great because you could get your kite way up there and have it so much easier to bring down when you could just reel it in.
Oh, extraordinary ways to use things. I love it.
Yep.
This other one I love because there is an endless supply in our house of paper towel rolls and paper towel rolls or a toilet paper roll,
right,
so to speak. You know, the long ones and the short ones.
Mm-hmm.
He says, take those. Wind up all your extra electrical cords, your extension cords, and then you push them through to hold them all together. And then on the outside, you mark down how long it is.
Great idea.
So you can just go to a bin.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
That's very good.
There is endless supplies in our house, too, of broken school supplies and binders that don't get used anymore or something breaks on them. The clamps don't open and close anymore. They say take the binder off and use that 3-ring hooks. You know, you can drill them into, say, a workbench or station.
Mm-hmm.
Hook your bungee cords onto those 3 rings.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's handy.
Yeah.
And now you've got an extra supply.
Excellent.
This one, I think this is every household should do this. And I think it's a brilliant idea when you put together an old paint stick, you know, the flat paint sticks.
Right. Stir stick.
Uh-huh. And a screw. Like it looks like about a 3 or 4 inch screw. Any ideas what you can do with those two things?
Ooh, boy. Good question.
Here's what they say you do. You take that screw and you put it into the end of the paint stick. So the bottom end where you wouldn't handle, you know, have it. So that way it goes through both sides. So that way there's screw on one side of it and then there's pointing through a sharp point on the other side.
Okay.
Now, if you're hanging up a picture and you're trying to get it level. Say you can put one side in and now you've got to level it to hang a hook on the other side.
Yeah.
You use that stick and then you hook it into the hole on the pitcher. And now you can move it up and down.
Oh.
Decide where it's level or where you want your pitcher.
Yeah.
Push on it a little bit, and that pointy end of the screw makes the hole.
That's a great idea. Wow, I got to try that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And then you can take it your pitcher down. You put your, you know, your hanging hook.
Yeah.
And now you've got a perfectly level pitcher.
I can think of so many times we've hung pictures, and one of us will stand back and go, nope, a little higher, nope, a little, you know, and just eyeballing it.
You have to, because yeah, the hooks on the back of many pitchers or mirrors, they're never level.
No, it's tough.
So definitely use that. Also, they say the very ordinary rubber band,
mm-hmm,
used in many, many ways. First of all, it's a great no-skid device. So if you're putting something down on a table or you're working on your roof, how many times does it roll away?
Oh, yeah.
Put a little rubber band on it, and you've got a great great little holder there.
So you know what we use rubber bands for?
What's
we
that?
Use them for, like, say if you have a bag of chips.
Yes.
We use them to close the bag of chips. So, like, you crunch up the top where it's open, and then you just put the rubber band around the whole package, and it keeps it closed tight.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many ways that you can do them. They also say use rubber bands in, like, holding tools together that aren't necessarily, like, clamped.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually hold it tight. So if you forget, you know how you'll slowly lose grip.
Right.
Well, keep a rubber band around the handle, and that'll keep it gripped for you so that way you can just kind of grab it and move it. They also say put a rubber band or a thick rubber band around a paint can.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are painting, rather than try to brush off the side of the can and make a mess, brush off the edge of the rubber band and it drops everything right back into the middle.
Amazing.
Extraordinary uses of everyday things.
I love that.
So hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.